I'm Marcela Sanchez. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. His office says the diagnosis was made on Friday and the cancer has spread to the bone. Biden and his family are reviewing treatment options with his physicians, but the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. Pope Leo XIV and U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance are meeting ahead of U.S.-led diplomatic efforts to make progress on a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The Vatican is offering to host any peace talks while continuing humanitarian efforts to facilitate prisoner swaps and reunite Ukrainian children taken by Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump is set to hold separate phone calls with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump expressed his hopes for a productive day Monday and a ceasefire in a social media post over the weekend. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged that his decision to resume aid to Gaza comes from pressure from allies.
In a video statement posted on social media, Benjamin Netanyahu said Jerusalem's allies had voiced concern about images of hunger, and he says they told him that, "With that, we will not be able to support you. Israel will allow a limited amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza, even as its extensive new ground operations are underway." The announcement comes after a nearly three-month blockade and warnings by global experts of famine in the battered enclave. In early March, Israel cut off all food, medicine and other supplies in the territory of over 2 million people. A UN official says around 20 aid trucks carrying mostly food are expected to go into the Gaza Strip on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rail service in New Jersey and New York will resume early Tuesday after New Jersey Transit's train engineers reached a tentative deal to end their three-day strike. The union's general chairman says the agreement boosts hourly pay. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City.
A Mexican Navy sailing ship on a goodwill tour hit the Brooklyn Bridge, killing two sailors Saturday night and injuring scores more who were left dangling by harness from the ship's three masts, which toppled over on impact. NYPD Special Ops Chief Wilson Arambola says the ship had just left a Manhattan pier and was supposed to have been headed out to sea, not toward the bridge.
The captain that was maneuvering the ship lost power of the ship in the current. Mechanical function caused the ship to go right into the pillar of the bridge, hitting the mast of the ship.
Officials say the 142-year-old bridge was spared major damage. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.